I call to order this meeting of the informal dialogues with candidates for the position of United Nations Secretary General.
General Assembly President Måns Liketoft, who's organised the unprecedented open and informal briefings in an effort to make the selection process more transparent, getting the morning underway. Three candidates answered questions on Wednesday. The first to appear was the former Slovenian President Danilo Turk. He said that having worked both for his country and for a previous Secretary General at the United Nations, he understood why staff and diplomats grew frustrated with the pace of change. But patience is a virtue, he added, saying that taking the long view, the World Organization had proved its worth. He said that if he became the new UN chief in 2017, he would work above all to strengthen partnerships.
First and very important, partnership among member states, their commitment to multilateralism, strengthening of sovereignty as responsibility, which is not only responsibility to citizens of a state, but also to the international community and to the progress of humankind. Regional organizations have gained a great deal of new importance, have developed their policies and sophistication to new levels. Important partners without whom UN cannot succeed.
Vesna Pusic, a senior Croatian parliamentarian from, as she put it, a country that has gone from a bloody civil war to a stable peace in the last 25 years, was next to state her case. She said that even if none of those vying for the top job at the UN wanted to be first and foremost a skillful manager, that was the vital prerequisite.
My first order of business would be to try to make the organization work, to try to run the organization as it is and as we find it now, rather than try to run an organization as we wish it would be one day. And then gradually make it simpler, resolve problems, make it more effective as we go along.
Natalia Gelman, the former Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Moldova, was the last candidate to appear before member states on Wednesday. She said that now more than ever before, it was necessary to have an effective United Nations to deal with challenges facing the world.
I decided to become the candidate for the position of the Secretary General because I'm firmly convinced that the effective United Nations has never been so necessary or so demanded, whether working to end poverty, defend the scourge of war, respect the human rights, or saving our planet.
So far, nine candidates have been proposed by their own countries to lead the UN from 2017, five men and four women. The final three candidates are due to make their case to become the world's top diplomat on Thursday. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.